You are now tuned in to the Bold Journeys podcast, bringing you nothing but the best in motivation, inspiration, and empowerment information so you can get your whole life. Shout out to our amazing sponsors, Brownlinx Trucking, your premier shipping and logistics partner. Count on Brownlinx to deliver quality, no matter the quantity. Sense of Satisfaction by Cricut. If you're looking for a place to meet all your fragrance needs, this is it. Buying fragrances anywhere else is nonsense. Shop at scentsbycricut.com. And Creative Juices Printing and More, the hotspot for t-shirts and merch. Your vision is what they create. Don't forget to check out the Heal Girl YouTube channel for weekly prayers and more hilarious and inspirational content. Please note that the views and opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily the views of our sponsors. Now, let's get into it.
Welcome back to the Summer Sizzler series. Yes, we have another wonderful one up for you today. And just in case you forgot, I am your humble hostess, T. the Queen B, also known as the Mindset Midwife. Shout out to Jesus, my homeboy. Where would we be without him? Listen, I want to introduce you to one of my friends who is just an all-around fantastic female, fabulous, fearless, all of the F words, the good ones, okay? Dr. Rhonda Beckwith. Listen, before I tell you who she is, the superstar that she is, let me just say I am so grateful, and I have to give a quick shout-out to Dr. Avis Jones, the Weaver. Oh, my goodness, that's another beautifully blessed boss babe. And she is the reason that I was able to connect with Dr. Rhonda. Dr. Rhonda and I met at Black Millionaire Coach Live, and I'm telling you, it was a momentous occasion. It was a life-changing meeting, and I am super, super grateful and also super excited that she agreed to be on the show. So let me tell you about my girl, my sister, my friend. Dr. Rhonda Beckwith is a licensed clinical therapist, an inspirational life coach, and influential public speaker who is, like myself, dedicated to empowering women. She's amazing at what she does as she focuses on helping women with low self-esteem to navigate the complexities of work-life balance. She assists with navigating as well as supporting individuals to realize their true potential and become their best selves. So at this point, I know you don't have a question in your mind of why I had to bring her on today, because one of my mottos is live full and die empty. So help me welcome, get excited with me as we chat with Dr. Rhonda Beckwith. Dr. Rhonda, welcome.
Woo, thank you so much. That was a very, very beautiful introduction. I appreciate it. And if I didn't know me, I think you were talking about someone else. Thank you very much again for that introduction.
Listen, you, it's so funny. All of my girls, my friends that I've brought on to the Summer Sizzler has said the same thing. And I just have to remind y'all, I am that hype woman. I'm your girl. So I'm going to hype you up. I'm going to make you feel good about yourself. And everyone in the room is going to feel the same way. Okay?
Well, you know what? If that's your goal, you have succeeded and exceeded. So thank you again for that.
Yes. So happy to hear that. So I want you to tell our listeners a little more about yourself. Tell us where you're from and how you got into business for yourself.
Oh, that's a very interesting short story. So because I know we don't have all day, let me get to the quick, down, and dirty of it. Well, again, my name is Dr. Rhonda Beckwith, and I am originally from San Bernardino, California. And I now live in Maryland, in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. And I have had a lifetime. I started out in college and then ended up in the military and was only going to stay for 4 years. but that 4 years turned into 26 years. And then after that, I decided, it's time for me to now become licensed. And so now I am a licensed therapist. And that's really the short part of that journey. But, you know, there's always those different stories that's in between in terms of how did I go from college into the military. And that's another segment. But
okay.
I just want your listeners to know out there that, you know, just because you start on one path does not necessarily mean that you can't turn to another path, because, you know, nothing is permanent, that you can't, you know, change something around in the event that you need to make those adjustments.
Absolutely. And I love that message. So tell us, I'll let you pick from your plethora of experience. Tell us about a time where you had to make a pivot in your business, because I'm focusing on Boss Babes with this series, right? And I really want the listeners to understand that you don't always have to punch that time clock for corporate America. You can turn your side hustle into your main hustle, and you can be your own boss. So how did you make that ultimate pivot to do that?
Well, you know, I have been a therapist for a while, and I see a therapist for probably ever since I was born. And people have always come to me and, you know, have given me, you know, something that they want me to help solve, figure out, tell me this advice, give me this advice. I tried running from that. And, you know, I even went so far as to decide that I wanted to get into computer programming. Yeah, like, right, that is really totally not my field. However, I heard, oh, there's money involved. So sometimes you chase money, and when you chase money, you end up exhausting yourself, because if that's not for you, you're trying to bang, trying to knock down a door that's not for you. And so that's what I was doing. So right now, in terms of wanting to pivot and turn something else around, I am a therapist now, as we've already said. But in that, I find that a lot of times people don't really need a diagnosis. They really need a coach. And so if I am looking at this from this bigger picture, there are so many people that just need that cheerleader, because they may not have gotten that growing up, or they may not be getting that right now in their current relationships, either friendships, marriage, etc. So then why not me, who have been doing this for a long period of time, why not be that coach for that person? And so that's why I'm making this pivotal shift now to say, you know what, I am your girl, I am here, I am your empowerment motivational coach. And that's why I have decided to actually do this, because people do need that.
Absolutely.
And they don't necessarily need a diagnosis, and they don't need pills. They just need someone who says, you know what, I believe in you, and giving that back to them so that they can then realize that, you know what, I do have this. So that's why I decided to make this shift and decided that, you know what, I can let go of corporate America, because in order for corporate America to still have people, they still need people who have a positive made-up mindset.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So tell me, why did you choose the focus of low self-esteem? I know that is something that you are passionate about, and I know that is such a value add and very much needed, especially for women, and doubly especially for women who are trying to find that work-life balance or work-life alignment, as I like to call it. Why focus on low self-esteem?
Part of it is because, you know what, believe it or not, at one particular point, I had low self-esteem, and I knew what it took for me to get to where I am right this moment. And I feel like there's a lot of women that are out there who are battling with low self-esteem. They just need that extra boost. And so they're not sure exactly what's going on. Sometimes, you know, getting up in the morning and not feeling like themselves, or going into work or talking to their supervisors, talking to their subordinates, or whomsoever that is that they're speaking with, and not sure why they kind of have that little nagging, not knowing what's really missing, and then not really believing that they can get that promotion, not believing that they can do that particular job. And so why? Because of low self-esteem. Where did the low self-esteem come? It comes from a myriad of places. And oftentimes, unfortunately, again, it stems from home. How were you raised? How were you reared? What were you told? I mean, I have talked to people who have had teachers who told them, you know what, that's not the field for you. So if you are looking at a particular job or an occupation, et cetera, and if you had someone who was in an influential position tell you that that's not for you, that might be something that you believe. So then hence your low self-esteem. So then you're not trying to elevate yourself. You are staying stuck in the same position, wanting more, but not exactly sure how to go about doing that. Why? Because your self-esteem is low. And so that's why I have such a big passion about that, because you're not realizing your full potential. And then are you living or are you existing? You're existing because you're in the same space. And so that's why I'm so passionate about that. And, we have so much to offer if we believed in ourselves or could get that self-esteem elevated to know that we can rise above whatever the naysayers have said.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Dr. Rhonda, you know, this is why we clicked immediately. Anyway, you are talking my language, and I love it. So many times as women, first of all, we don't value ourselves. Second of all, well, these are almost interchangeable as far as if they take the number one spot or the number two. We don't know ourselves. We haven't taken the time to get to know who we really are, what we really like, what makes us tick. And tell me if you agree, and if you don't, I respect that. I believe that we're afraid to ask ourselves that question and answer it because we, somewhere deep down, we're afraid that other people won't like us, that other people won't respond positively to us when we're fully coming into ourselves. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's very interesting because I think, you know, I somewhat agree with that, and I know that, you know, a lot of people that I've spoken with, you know, they don't know what it is that they want because, or don't know who they are because they have been told all their lives who they should be or who they could not be. So therefore, they're running into that dichotomy, who am I really? And so if I ask that question sometimes, who is that woman that's staring back at you at the mirror, it's amazing how I get the answer, I don't know. And that's because they have not taken that time out to find that out because they didn't know that they could actually do that. So then with coaching, that provides them that safe space to really kind of dig deep down inside and start exploring, who am I? What am I made of? What am I capable of? And so it begs those type of questions, which then spurns that energy to want to do something different for themselves and to find out who they are. I mean, sometimes it's really amazing that you can ask somebody, so what do you like to do? What's your favorite hobby? Well, I don't know. I never thought about that. Because people have told them oftentimes who they are and what they should be doing or should not be doing.
Yes.
So self-exploration is so important.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Dr. Rhonda, if you could share one tip with a woman or even a young girl that might be listening today, what is one thing that you would like her to take away from this conversation? One tip that you would like to share, maybe this is something that you share with clients or something that you hear that comes up over and over again in conversations. What is just one tip that we can take away today?
Well, I'd like to say to thine own self be true. Mm-hmm. And that is, who are you really? Who do you want to be? And you know what? You are at the forefront of making that decision for you. And as I said earlier, there's nothing permanent except for death. So if you decide that that's not what you want to do, or you feel like you're going in the wrong direction, you can always make a U-turn and try something different because you are in charge of you.
You are in charge of you, and you can decide to make a U-turn. I like that. I like that. I love that. In fact, Dr. Rhonda, tell us, what do you have coming up? What exciting projects are in the works? What can we look to see from Dr. Rhonda Beckwith coming up?
Oh, my goodness. I am so excited because, you know, after going to that Black Millionaire Coach Live, it just spurned so many different things in me. And so the biggest thing that I took away from that I am just really gravitating toward is, you know what, team, no more excuses. And I know that I've had quite a few excuses in terms of not elevating or propelling myself forward. So right now what I'm looking forward to is getting my Facebook business page launched, also launching out a different coaching program that I can actually offer to people so that I can actually get this party started, because I know that there's people that need me out there right now, because the world is changing, the way the workforce is changing, they need me out there to get them motivated. And so that's what's coming up on the horizon for me, and then hopefully also working on possibly getting a couple of government contracts to go into, or either virtually or in person, going in to do some motivational speaking with, you know, their various companies. And so that's what I have on the horizon for me right this moment, just still working and still making things happen.
Yes, absolutely love it. Dr. Rhonda Beckwith, thank you so much for your time. Listen, folks, you heard it right here. Dr. Rhonda has coaching coming up. She has contracting coming up, and she has conquering great things coming up. That's what I love. I want you all, I will, of course, include this in the show notes. I want you all to hop on and follow Dr. Rhonda Beckwith on Facebook. You can find her at facebook.com/rhonda.beckwith.dr. Again, that's facebook.com/rhonda.beckwith.dr. So you can keep in touch with this fabulous woman doing fabulous things. And again, Dr. Rhonda, thank you so very much for your time. And I wish you nothing but the best in your life and success.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really, truly appreciate you. And I just pray for continued success for you as well. And also for allowing women like myself to be a part of your journey as well. So again, thank you. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Absolutely. And thank you all so much for tuning in. We'll get back with you real soon. Check us out every Friday right here. Until next time, holla.
Be kind and share this episode. Share, share, share. Subscribe to the Bold Journeys podcast on your favorite platform. Want to show the queen some love? Got show ideas? Or want to share thoughts on this episode? Email us at tboldmedia@gmail.com. That's tboldmedia@gmail.com.